KQED.
50 years ago, protests against the Vietnam War were at their height. A new PBS documentary that begins airing this Sunday looks at this tense moment in U.S. history when Americans were choosing sides.
But there goes another tear gas bomb, and the students are running back now. We've never had anything like this at San Jose State College, I think, in its 110 years.
Many San Jose State students were galvanizing against the war. KQED's Rachel Miro has the story of Gil Villagran, a student who was caught up in a campus protest.
On November 20th, 1967, roughly 3,000 people convulsed the plaza outside the administration building at San Jose State to protest campus recruiting by Dow Chemical, a major manufacturer of napalm, a reviled weapon used extensively by the U.S. military in Vietnam. 50 years on, Gil Villagran stands in that same plaza and points to the roof of the engineering building.
We look over there, and there are people with telephoto lenses taking pictures. And somebody said, look, it's the cops taking pictures of us. Wave to the cops.
In retrospect, Villagran acknowledges he was hard for police photographers to miss. He wore his hair long and on top a Che Guevara-style red beret with a yellow felt star he'd sewn on himself.
I still have it. It doesn't fit my head anymore.
That photo would lead to his expulsion, making Villagran one of a handful of demonstrators who paid a price for putting San Jose State in the national headlines. Later that week, a letter arrived, special delivery, at his parents' home in Santa Clara.
The governor of the state of California, Ronald Reagan, the trustees of the California State University System, the president of the university, have determined that your presence on this campus is a danger to faculty, students, and staff. I had never seen my mother so distraught.
His father was a bracero, a farm worker from Mexico. Villagran was the first in his family to go to college.
And what did the protest accomplish? Did Dow Chemical stop recruiting people on campus?
Well, that day, yeah.
In 1967, Villagran felt there was nothing more important going on than the war, a war he felt was unjust, unconstitutional, and a horrific waste of human life.
Two of my friends were dead. And I was a very bitter young man about that.
He was already annoying less politically charged students by turning every class he attended into a seminar on the war.
And many students would get very upset. And they said, hey, I came here to learn psychology. Why are we talking about this f***ing war?
But Villagran wasn't alone. The 23,000-student campus was pulling in top-line anti-war speakers and performers, including Joan Baez, who offered to sing a song for the first student who promised to burn his draft card should one come in the mail. Guess who volunteered?
And that the land that I live in has God on its
San Jose State sociology professor emeritus Bob Glinner says anti-war protesters were always a vocal minority on campus, but in the decades since the Vietnam War, student activism has generally been more episodic.
Some people say, oh, they just grew out of it or they grew up, but, you know, I think if we want to have a vibrant democracy, it's not something you grow out of. It's something you integrate into your day-to-day life to be, you know, conscious of the of world events, to and to do something about problems that really bother you.
Today, Gil Villagran's hair is short and white. Now 69 years old, he walks with a cane. And he speaks proudly of a lifetime of political activism. After he was expelled in 1967, he returned to San Jose State to get a master's degree, became a social worker, and returned again to teach in the School of Social Work. He wrote articles and opinion pieces for local papers and blogs about politics. Currently, he's working to highlight the Latino history of the South Bay. He'd like the university to mark the area where students angrily protested Dow Chemical with a monument outside the administration building.
There should be something here like that, right here, right there, because that's where it all happened.
I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.
Follow all of KQED's coverage on Vietnam at kqed.org/Vietnam War.